News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Turning to that issue of the cost of energies, Jennifer Whitmore, the Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for energy, has accused the Commission for Regulation of Utilities of being asleep at the wheel because she says that they failed to investigate electricity companies and why they didn't pass on significant cuts in wholesale prices to domestic households. Jennifer, what exactly is it that you think the electricity companies failed on?
Good morning, Anton. Yeah, so look at every single person listening this morning will know exactly how high electricity is, and it's been as a result of the Ukraine war. So we've had a number of years now where prices have been incredibly high, and you know, to the point where we now have 315,000 people who are arrears in their electricity bills. That's one in seven households are in arrears at the moment, right? So people are really struggling to get on top of these electricity prices. But what we've seen in last October, the International Energy Agency did a report. And what they showed was that the largest disparity between wholesale prices and what people pay for their electricity was in Ireland. And this was across, all the different jurisdictions. In fact, it's three times higher. So wholesale prices since 2022 have actually started dropping, right? So wholesale prices for electricity now are 72% cheaper than they were at the peak after the Ukraine war in 2022. And yet,
and sorry, Jennifer, this is wholesale prices for what commodity? Is this electricity to interconnectors?
This is electricity. So the wholesale price of electricity are 72% cheaper now. But there is no one in this country is paying 72% less on their electricity prices. So there is a clear disparity, and the International Energy Agency identified that, between what wholesale prices are and what consumers are paying. And around that time, last November, the government directed the energy regulator to look into why that disparity is there. Why are those savings not being passed through to consumers? And I raised this last week because obviously there are so many people who are struggling. I raised it with the minister and said, okay, you know, what progress has been made on that report? Because it's been four or five months now since they were asked to do it. And the minister could give me no information at all on it. He essentially said the energy regulator is an independent organization and you need to, go to them and ask them where
this is. But Jennifer, is there no possibility that the regulator may have looked at this and said, well, we are an outlier on the edge of Europe, therefore interconnection costs are complicated. We don't have a nuclear fallback. We have a significant commitment to renewables, which gives us an exposure to things like gas prices that can be tremendously expensive. And that the net result of all of this is it's just very expensive to have electricity in Ireland.
And all those things that you've said are true. And, you know, we do have very high electricity prices, and there are reasons for some of those high electricity prices. But I don't think that it can explain a 72% disparity in between wholesale and retail. And remember, this was actually, it was the Affordability Task Force. This was one of the recommendations that the energy regulator do this. So the department, the minister and the Affordability Task Force had said to the energy regulator, look into this, identify exactly why there is such a gap. And yet the energy regulator, whose key role is to protect customers, they have yet to actually progress that. Now, the reason I'm so fearful about this, Anton, is not only are we trying to get over the prices that arose out of the Ukraine war, but we are now being faced with we're in the middle of another crisis, and that will too result in higher electricity prices. It's predicted that our bills could go up between 4% and 9%. So it's really important that the regulator gets on top of this now, because the best way to prevent price gouging is for there to be accountability if there is any price gouging.
Now, Jennifer,
and that
can I ask,
will prevent any future
indeed,
risks.
You're obviously not
this.
In government, nor are you the relevant minister. So you don't have the capacity to command the regulator or the competence to so do. But you are a TD and you are an opposition spokesperson for energy. So have you been on to them, and what response have you received from them?
So I'm on the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Energy, and the CRU, the energy regulator, are overseen by the committee. So I've written to the committee chair to request that we bring them in urgently to find out exactly what work they've done and what progress has been made,
and
when that report will be available.
Do you intend to be as red in tooth and claw with them in person in the committee as you have been through press release?
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's really important. They have such an important role, Anton. I mean, they are to protect consumers. And, you know, when people are struggling so much and we're seeing all these incredible global shocks, their role has become even more important. And I think they need to be a lot more dynamic, a lot quicker with how they deal with this. They have the capability to do this review. They shouldn't have had to wait for to be directed by the minister, to be directed by the task force. This should be something that they should be doing off their own back, really, because okay. The role is to protect consumers. They need to make sure that consumers are paying a fair price for their electricity. And I really don't think any of your listeners out there will believe that they're paying a fair price for electricity. So it's a really key thing that they do. But what I will also say is that the government have also been far too laid back when it comes to dealing with these energy shocks, Anton. And what we need to see is a longer term strategy where they invest, and they invest in things like solar for people.
Okay, well, we don't have time, unfortunately, Jennifer, to get into the broader government response. Jennifer, thank you very much. Jennifer Whitmore, Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for energy there. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.